Tiffany Genders is our police reporter, and she's been to a court case this morning in the local court. G'day, Tiff.
Hi, Ray.
What's happened?
Well, Ahmad Naismand has been handed a 12-month suspended jail sentence. Now, he was arrested in Dubai Airport last year after using his brother's passport, which had been stolen, to travel overseas. His own passport had been cancelled by ASIO over concerns with his link to homegrown jihadists. So he has been handed a 12-month suspended sentence and escaping jail time on that charge.
It's a very serious charge, so he's got 12-month suspended sentence. Okay, we'll hear about that in the news. Thank you, Tiffany Genders. This bloke, Ahmad Naismand, as you heard from Tiff, asked to be seated during the sentencing, I'm told. His lawyer ran it by the female magistrate, her name is Teresa O'Sullivan, who accepted it was for religious reasons. Oh, not one of these again. He's a Muslim, so he won't stand for a woman. I mean, there would be other female magistrates who simply say, well, get him on his feet. He'll be standing. He's not standing for a female, he's standing for the court. The now 20-year-old was arrested in Dubai last August after writing his own name while using his brother's stolen passport. He was trying to dupe them. His own passport had been cancelled by ASIO a month earlier with concerns he had links to jihadists fighting overseas. Naismand's lawyer claims his client was on the way to Greece for a holiday, depressed after losing a job. The magistrate, Teresa O'Sullivan, told the offender it was a very serious crime before handing him a 12-month suspended sentence. So he gets a slap on the wrist for a serious crime, using his brother's stolen passport. He gets caught after accidentally writing his own name. The excuse offered by his lawyer doesn't stand the test on his way to Greece for a holiday. And now we find out that he refused to stand during the sentencing. His lawyer asked the magistrate, a female, Teresa O'Sullivan, would be okay. She accepted it based on religious grounds. I mean, fair dinkum. As we've said many times, it's not about whether it's a male or female magistrate, it's about standing for the court. So what, are we going to have a whole range of other people say, look, I'm Calathumpian, I can't stand before the Supreme Court, the District Court, the local court? It's just absolute nonsense, and it'll make everyone angry.